Psalm 63. Daryl's going to come and read that for us. Psalm 63. We're particularly going to give our attention to verse 8. That's my text for this evening, just for our exhortation tonight. But Daryl's going to read to us the whole of Psalm 63.
Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced.
Great. Well, my text for this evening, just before we wrap up our time together, is verse 8. I cling to you, says David. David is the Lord's anointed. He's the king, but actually he's also very often the model believer. And he here says, I cling to you, God, Lord. Your right hand upholds me. Let's pray and then let's think about these words together. God, our Father, we thank you for the testimonies that we have heard this evening of your goodness. And Father, we thank you that in each of those testimonies, it is your word that has brought help and hope and comfort into difficulties. And so, Father, we ask, please, that you would do that very thing for us tonight with your word, that your word would exhort us, comfort us, help us as we walk into a new year together as a church family. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So David writes, I cling to you, your right hand upholds me. Now these are words of David. I simply want to share with you this evening, remind us, they encourage us to do two things as we enter into 22. Two things to remember in 2022. Here's the first thing, that as a believer, as someone trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, I must cling to God. That is what we should be doing in 2022. I must cling to God as someone who is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know if he's going to let me do this. Debbie, are you going to come up here for a second? Is that all right? I'm just going to borrow my youngest son for a second. Because when my youngest son was about half the size that he was now, we used to go swimming together. All right, can you jump up on here? Let's imagine that this is the side of the pool, okay? Now, when he was half the size, he doesn't want to look at anyone, he was absolutely terrified of jumping in the water, okay? So he would be quaking on the side of the pool, and I'd coax him in, and I'd say, come on, son, you can come into the pool. And as he kind of leapt towards the water, he would literally cling on, even tighter than this, and he's half the size, he would cling on like a limpet. And I'd say, well, the water's down there, son. And he'd just be standing up here, like absolutely stuck to me, clinging on for all he was worth, because he was terrified of the water. Thank you very much. You can jump down. It's all right. Thank you. And that's the point I'm trying to make. That's the point David is making here. Zebby clinging on to me in his fear of the water was his expression of trust. It's his expression. It was his way of saying, I can trust Dad. I'm going to trust him because he's going to keep me safe. Nothing's going to happen to me if I'm clinging on to him. I'm not going to slip into the water or whatever it was that was going in his mind. His clinging on to us was his expression of faith. It was his expression of trust. It was his expression that I would bring him safety and security. Every limb was clinging on because he felt that would keep him safe. And David, the believer, does the very same thing with God. Just look again at verse 8. I cling to you. Now this is David. David, look, if you look back to the very first part of the psalm, a psalm of David, when he was in the desert. See, he was in a difficult place when he wrote these words. He was in a cave. He was running away from Saul, who was hounding him down. He wanted to kill him. You know, he talks at the end about enemies wanting to destroy him. And he's saying, look, I'm in a difficult place here, but what does he do when he finds himself in the desert? He says, God, I'm going to cling on to you. And what does he know about God? Well, he knows, look at verse, let me just flick over a page. What does he know? Verse 2. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. David clings on to the one that he knows because of what he's seen, because of what he's encountered of God already, is full of power, is full of glory. That's who he's clinging on to. And then verse 3, because your love is better than life, he clings on to the one who loves him, whose love is so precious and so powerful, it's more to him than life. This is the Lord. And he says, look, I'm going to cling on to you. And if that's what David did as a believer in the Lord, friends, that is what we should do as those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We should cling on to the Lord Jesus this year. We should cling hold of him with every limb of our body. See, in its simplest way, isn't that what it means to become a Christian? Is that you're saying, look, I'm going to cling on to Jesus. I've got no hope by myself. I'm going to cling on to Jesus for my salvation. I'm going to cling on to his cross and his work on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins and for the hope of eternal life. I've got to stay hold of him because apart from him, I have nothing. But it's also how we're to carry on the Christian life. When life is tough, we've got to cling hold of God. With every limb, with everything that we've had, we've got to pursue gripping on as tightly as we can. See, look at verse 6 of the psalm. On my bed, I remember you. That may seem like an odd thing to write. On my bed, I remember you. But what is David doing? On my bed, he's saying, I'm recalling everything I know about God. In those moments where his mind goes to rest, he's saying, I'm just going to keep bringing God to mind. That's what it looks like to cling hold of him, is to keep running to him, to keep reminding yourself of what he's like. See, when life is tough, when you're in a desert, what does David do? He clings hold of God. He grips tight. Now, how do we do that as a church? How are you going to do that this year? Well, one of the ways that we cling hold of God is in prayer. That's one of the ways that we run to him and we grip hold of him and we say, I'm going to stay close to you. I'm going to grip on with everything I have. We read his words. We spend time with his people because these are deliberate ways that we walk towards God. And like my Zebby, gripping on, that's what we do with God. And so let's pray, shall we, as we enter 2022, that we, like David, can wholeheartedly say, Jesus, I cling to you. Whatever this year holds, I'm going to do everything I can to stay as close to you as possible, as gripped to you as I can, as trusting in you as I can. So that's thing number one to remember. As believers, as we enter 2022, let's cling. We must cling to God. But thing number two is even more important to remember. We got to remember that as believers, God clings hold of us. God is clinging on to us. We sing sometimes, and Claire quoted the song, and we're going to sing it at the end. He will hold me fast. You see, that's what David ultimately knew about the Lord when he said, I cling on to you. What he understood was that really God was clinging on to him. Look at the verse 8 again. I cling to you, but what does he then say? Your right hand upholds me. You see, the thing about Zebby, when he was clinging on to me when he was little in the swimming pool, is sure, he had a great big grip on me, but actually my grip on him was far tighter. And if he'd have let go, he wasn't going anywhere, although I had no hands earlier because he was a limpet. But actually, my grip on him was far tighter than his grip on me. And one of the repeated truths in the Bible is that his people, the Lord Jesus' people, us, if that's you, are upheld and kept by him. We thought about this morning, didn't we? We are upheld by and kept by the Lord Jesus. In the book of Jude, Christians are called those who are called by God, loved by God, and, anyone know? Kept by God. We are kept, we are held tight, secure, protected. And as I've often said from this pulpit, his grip, God's grip on us is far tighter than ours are on him. See, when we hear an exhortation like, as believers, we've got to cling on to God, some of us are thinking, oh, help. Because actually, I struggle to do that. I struggle to stay close. I drift, my mind drifts, my activities drift. I drift away, I'm prone to wander, and you feel like you might just about be clinging on to God. And at times, maybe you think, well, I've got nothing left, no grip left. Actually, what's the comfort in those moments? Is that God's grip on you is way tighter and matters way more than your grip on him. You see, yes, we cling on to God, but my hope is not in my ability to cling to him. My hope is in his ability to cling to me. That's the strength. His strength is what keeps us. So tonight, here's two things that I just want to exhort us to as we enter 2022. We've heard some testimonies this evening, but here's two things to imitate in David. Number one, remember that as believers, we've got to do everything we can this year, everything in our energy to cling hold of God, to cling hold of the Lord Jesus. But we've also got to remember as believers that God, wonderfully, is clinging onto us. His grip on us is far tighter than our grip on him. And so may 2022 be a year of us as a church family encouraging each other to cling on to Jesus. And may it be a year where we remember and trust that he's holding on to us. Friends, why don't we sing about that truth together? And then we'll wrap things up here this evening. But let's sing, shall we? He will hold me fast.